So we've asked all the good people of this bar to give their advice about marriage for this soon-to-be wedded couple. So we're going to read this advice to you guys. Just some random fucking people in New York. I'm kind of scared. All right. Marriage advice. Hold each other in contempt at least once a week. Pick a specific day and stick to it. 2. Celibacy all the time. All right. There's 2 exclamation points at the at either side of this one. Divorce if necessary. All right. Marriage tip. Designate a room in your house to be covered wall to wall, floor to ceiling with mirrors. Good. And then do mushrooms in that room and get lost in an infinity of yourselves. That's pretty good. Keeps them together.
That's awesome.
Marriage advice. Breakfast in bed, lunch in bed, snack in bed, dinner in bed. Never leave the bed, ever.
That would be a short marriage because you die of septicemia.
You would die of septicemia, yes you would. Don't do that. Don't take that advice, guys. Okay, marriage advice. Compromise is a beautiful thing, and so is nakedness. Understanding is needed, and so is independence. Throw cake on one another, lick it off, and when you both are old with no teeth, bite it off. It will feel good, and it will remind you of feeling good together. That's why you got married to each other in the first place.
Well, that's for rich people who can buy cake.
That's for people who can buy cake.
I'm saying this seriously, yeah. I'm saying.
Marriage advice. Remember, your spouse is not yours. In a basement, a man is staring at his hands. Your spouse is not a concept. Glass is a liquid. Your spouse is the total of its actions, even those you cannot stand. In some countries, deer antlers are currency. Okay.
If you are a hunter, go to that country.
Marriage advice. When you wake up every morning, keep your eyes shut for a few moments and reminisce about the time you first met. Think of the pangs and nervousness of falling in love, the obsession, when you don't really know the person, but you think you do. Make believe that you still don't, and uncover something new every day. Surprise yourself. Surprise your spouse. Don't fall obstacle to routine. Let every day you spend together be as if the first day. Never go to sleep over strife. Even after a quibbling makeup, one can forgive without forgetting, but do not bear a grudge in the sleep. Do not let it slip into dust. It just goes on.
Okay. That's like the only good advice you're actually going to get.
I mean, if you want to hear the rest. All right. Whatever. Do not slip into the subconscious for one does not know at what time and place it will be suggested into the conscious. Back your spouse in public even when wrong. This is more important than agreeing with them in private. All right, good advice. Okay. Meaningless, largely obvious advice for marriage. 1, wash your ass thoroughly always. Remember the soapy chop. God damn, did you write this chop? Okay.
It was me. 2,
suck dick, both of you. It keeps your relationships together.
No, fart
only in your sleep or at family functions. When in doubt, blame the blacks. When that fails, blame the Jew.
That was him. That was fucking him.
Keep lime, a shovel, and compost in your basement. Cannibalism. All right. New York, everybody. Oh, this is from the French. Love, amour, I see you. Everything is in the right place. Fuck, that's fucking love, 21. Americans are said to be progressive. Haha, we want to drink at 21. Alright, so marriage advice for you guys. Take pretty much none of that. There's some good stuff in the middle. Okay.
There's more. I said killer, isn't it? It's a killer, right? I mean, him. Oh, yeah.